The Ark of the Covenant Awaits. This following pamphlet is an edited compilation from ronwyatt.org. Ronald Alden Wyatt, 1933 to 1999, was a former nurse anesthesiist who became an independent archaeologist with the intention to find historical proof for the Bible. One day, in Jerusalem, Ron was walking and conversing with a local authority about antiquities. At one point they stopped talking and Ron's hand pointed at a site which was used as a rubbish dump, and he stated, "That is Jeremiah's grotto and the Ark of the Covenant is in there." He had not consciously done or said these things. In fact, it was the first time that he thought about excavating the Ark. The local authority with him, quite out of character, said, "Oh, that's wonderful. We want you to excavate and we'll furnish you with permits, put you up in a place to stay and even furnish you the meals." Ron was there with his two sons, Danny and Ronnie, and he did not take up the offer but went back home. He did a study on the Ark of the Covenant in the Bible and the apocryphal books, and he later returned. The excavation was on January 6, 1982. Excerpts from report on discovering the Ark. Ron's Arabian helper, James, crawled into the chamber first, but with a horrified look on his face, rapidly exited, never to return. Ron then extended the entrance to his chamber and crawled in. The chamber was about 22 feet long and 12 feet wide at one end, and flat ceiling of about 8 feet high. It was filled to within 18 inches of the ceiling with fist-sized rocks. He crawled across the rocks, uncovered some dry rotted wooden boards, animal skins, and then found a stone casing. The lid had cracked and had been moved aside. He shone his flashlight down the crack and saw a chest of beaten gold, and he knew that he was looking at the Ark of the Covenant. The photos turned out foggy. He returned and cleaned out the room. The photos of the Ark all turned out foggy. In this cave, he also found a table of showbread, a 7-branch candlestick, the golden altar of incense, and the golden censer. These all still remain there today. He brought out the following: a very large sword, numerous oil lamps, a brass shekel weight, a brass ring, an ephod, and an ivory pomegranate. Any item Ron would find in the excavation, he would turn over to the Israel Antiquities Authority. Today in the Israel Museum, Jerusalem, you can see the ivory pomegranate. It is said to be the only item ever found from Solomon's temple. The Israeli government, after examining the artifacts brought from the chamber, has confirmed to its satisfaction that the Ark has indeed been found. However, to its credit, the government has been very careful with the release of information, and not without reason, to mention some of the misfortunes that occurred because of the Ark finding. Number one, a young tourist who called a press conference to announce the find was found by the press corps dead from a gunshot in the back of his head. Two, a doctor of archaeology from the Israel University, as he attempted to enter the chamber, became totally paralyzed in his back and legs. He spent 2 weeks in the hospital and swore he'd never try to enter that chamber again. 3. When the Israeli government released some information about the find, a riot ensued at the Dome of the Rock, resulting in over 20 deaths. The Israeli government, satisfied that the Ark has been found, has ordered the chamber to be sealed. The entryway was covered with a steel plate and then covered with 2 feet of rock and dirt. It awaits a better time for God to reveal it. And this is not all. In the chamber, Ron noticed a dried black substance in an earthquake crack in the roof above the Ark of the Covenant. He noticed that this black substance was also on the lid of the cracked stone casing. It had dripped on the Ark as the stone lid had been cracked and moved aside. What substance could be so sacred that God made provision for it to land on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. The mercy seat is the golden lid between the two cherubim where the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled. Ron remembered the earthquake crack at the foot of the crosshole. Ron traced the earthquake crack, and indeed it was the same crack as the one at the crosshole. The Bible says that when Jesus died, the earth did quake and the rocks rent, Matthew 27:51. And it says one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and instantly there came out blood and water, John 19:34. So he scraped off some of this black substance and had it laboratory analyzed. Ron explains, dry blood is dead blood. It does not seem possible to get a chromosome count from dead blood. You can get a DNA, but not a chromosome count, which is done by the white blood cells. I took the blood to a reliable laboratory to be analyzed. They said we're going to reconstitute it and put it in saline for 72 hours, gently swirling it. I said, I want to be there when you check it out. I was there, and they said it was human blood. I told them to put it in a growth medium and keep it on body temperature for 48 hours. Although they agreed to do it, they said it won't do any good because it is dead blood. So I was there when they examined it after 48 hours. They put it under a microscope, and then the person called others in, and they were talking in Hebrew a mile a minute. They looked at me and said, Mr. Wyatt, this human blood has only 24 chromosomes in it. Okay, this is an explanation about the chromosomes. 23 chromosomes from his mother's side, plus a Y chromosome, so that he had all the physical characteristics from the autosomes of his mother's side of the family. His maleness was determined by the Y chromosome that came from the source of not a human male. Because humans have 46 chromosomes, 22 autosomes from the father and 22 from the mother, plus an X chromosome from the mother and an X or Y chromosome from the father. If the father gives an X chromosome, then it is XX and the child will be female. If the father gives a Y chromosome, then it is XY and the child is male. Then they said, this blood is alive. Whose blood is this? And I said, this is the blood of your Messiah, and I assure you, these men's lives were changed. In the former temple service, the high priest sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice on the mercy seat. Jesus' blood and water poured down through the earthquake crack fell upon the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, thus ratifying both the Old and the New Covenants by the blood of Jesus. The act of incomprehensible love for Jesus to allow himself to be sacrificed was the last and final ultimate blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. Not long before Ron passed, he told the WorldNet Daily of those who attacked his claims. I don't think it would be appropriate to deny people the opportunity of using ridicule because I think it is part of showing their true character. Some have called Ron Wyatt names like liar and charlatan. However, one shred of evidence is all that is needed to give value to labeling him a rogue. Until then, we may assume that the accusers are the liars and the charlatans that they make Ron out to be. At johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus leaflets like these on many subjects. Creation, carbon dating, giant, Noah's Ark, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the second coming, and kingdom come. Plus a good study Bible. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell the books, but on this site, all downloads are free. No cookies, no information requests, so you can pass them on. For further information about Ron's discoveries, for instance, the Red Sea crossing and Mount Sinai, please visit ronwyatt.org.